Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at kriegbooks.com. We're discussing Illuminism. What is it? Where does it come from? What are its ideological tenets? Why is it that Illuminism seems to be lurking behind all of the maladies in our present society? Wars and rumors of war, a decadent culture, a dying economy, corporatism, central banking machinations. All of these various things may well link up to something called Illuminism, and in order to understand that topic, you'll want a copy of Dr. Adrian Krieg's book, which is entitled Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. Adrian, where were we before the last break?
Well, we were just about to get into a bit of the Club of Rome, and I just wanted to say, these are the goofballs who want the world's population reduced to below 1 billion.
And as you put it on page 13, by any means.
Yes. Yes. War, pestilence, they don't, it's irrelevant to them.
Yes.
But what's really interesting is that these people have made predictions. In 1986, they predicted that by 1996, the world population would be so large that there would be huge famines all over the world and we wouldn't have enough food. In the 1970s, they predicted we would run out of gold, silver, and copper because we would have mined all the world's deposits down to nothing. In the 1970s, they predicted that by 1990, we would run out of oil. These are the screwballs that are behind every goofy prognostication that's published in the media, which is controlled by the Illuminists, that we are going to die because we won't have gold or we won't have copper or we won't have corn or so on and so forth. They're also the people who are behind absolutely fallacious things like ethanol. Ethanol is a, in my estimation, is one of the tenets of Illuminists' plans. And let me explain to people what the problem is with ethanol. And there's a whole bunch of problems. First of all, it's 30% less effective as a combustible power source than gasoline. 30% less, which means that you're going to get 30% less mileage if you use ethanol. That's number one. Number two, they tout that it doesn't pollute. That's untrue. It pollutes a little differently from gasoline, but it pollutes all the same. Number three, ethanol production is subsidized in every stage from farm production all the way through its refining process, which is a distillation process. So the government has their fingers in every single stage by financing it. They finance the farmer by growing corn. They finance the farmer through his fuel allocations, which are reduced in price. They finance the farmer by financing his crop yield through fertilization. They finance the refining distillation process through allowing tax credits for people who produce ethanol plants. So all the way through, it's paid for by government. In fact, ethanol, in the end, costs more than gasoline to produce. Worse yet, what ethanol does, it reduces the amount of acreage that we have available for food and has been increasing the price of every food product that we buy in the last year.
We'll be back for an extended segment with Dr. Adrian Krieg when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
0365. Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. The trick is to ride, make it.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at kriegbooks.com. His latest effort is Veil, the Illuminati and its plans for the future. What is the Illuminati? What is Illuminism? What are its ideological tenets, both historically as well as presently? What is the relationship between Illuminism and wars and rumors of war? The machinations of the central banking system, the inflation of currencies, the destruction of the middle class, the destruction of the manufacturing sector of an individual economy. What is behind the relationship between Illuminism and certain cancerous cultural and spiritual developments in our society, like abortion on demand and homosexuality? You will find the answers to these and other disturbing questions that are raised in Dr. Krieg's book. Again, that's entitled Veil, the Illuminati and its plans for the future. We have a caller for Dr. Krieg, and that's John in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Dr. Krieg.
Hi, John.
You mentioned the ethanol production. It's strange because I've been involved
in the oil industry for 30 plus years, and as a young man, worked on the pipelines. And because of some people that I knew, as an 18-year-old, I was in the office as well as out in the field. And there's some very powerful people involved in oil production. And right now, believe it or not, I'm in a tanker truck. That's what I do for a living. Something that I've noticed over the last 30 years that I've been doing this is that when economic times are kind of slow or recessed or in a recession, that's when we'll get into ethanol production and use as a fuel. Like you said, there's subsidies in growing and refining. There's also huge amounts of money in distribution. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, it was a dollar for every gallon of ethanol that you put in gasoline. You got a dollar tax break. So on each load in Michigan, we're putting 900 gallons, $900, clear profit in every load of gasoline. And I do five or six loads a day. So you're talking just in government subsidized profits to oil companies and distributors, you're talking about $4,500 to $5,000 a day for every load of gas that contains alcohol. It's interesting to me. I had a man.
It sure is, but you know, John, what's even more interesting is when you go to the supermarket and you buy corn or beef or pork or chicken or wheat or bread or spaghetti, the prices have gone up immeasurably, and the reason is because we have a limited amount of arable land, and if you start using that arable land to produce fuel rather than food, food prices are going to skyrocket.
Well, it's not just. I agree with you in that instance, but it's not just the available land. It's the money that's being given to these corporations has to be made up somewhere else, and they're choosing to do it once again from the people that have to eat.
Of course.
And what I'm noticing now, call me odd, Mark knows I'm a little bit different than most people. I've noticed that the packaging in the grocery stores, size of the package hasn't changed, but the content in the package is dropped.
Yes, it sure has.
30%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, when you buy a box of cereal, your great big box, and two-thirds of it is air.
Well, look at the I enjoyed Pringles. I'm not gonna lie, I like a little bit of Pringles, and I've noticed that the Pringles are one third smaller than they were a couple years ago. The box hasn't changed. You know, you pick up a tube of hand lotion, it's the same tube. You look at the tiny print on it, and you've got 1.5 ounces less on a 4 ounce package. It's now 3 ounces.
Well, that's called optimizing profits.
Well, it's calling hiding inflation is what I call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will listen in. I've just had my eyes open in the last few years, and to me it's amazing. When I was working on the pipeline, I had actually enlisted in the military. And as a 17-year-old kid, I was making about $900 a week on the pipeline. In the 1970s. That was a lot of money. Man came to me when I gave him my notice so I could go into the military. He didn't want me to leave. He offered me the Alaskan pipeline. He offered me a job in Peru. And I said, I'm in the military. He looked at me with a straight face and said, I can get you out. Why do you want to go make $300 a month when I can give you $900 a week? And I said, I'm going in the military. These people are powerful. They run this country. The Illuminati, all the way back into it, they run this country and they run this world. And people will deny it. You'll say, I know I'll sound like a conspiracy nut. Many, many times I'm told, did you lose a tinfoil hat? Do you need a tinfoil hat? I have an extra one. But this is real, and it's so out in the open and so blatant,
you know,
and so unbelievable.
the ultimate response, if somebody calls you a conspiracy nut, is to ask them some simple questions. And what you do is you say to the guy, oh, is that right? Let me ask you, when you get out of bed in the morning, what do you do? You eat breakfast, right? You take a shower, clean up, eat breakfast, right? Do you plan to do anything for that day? Have you planned out what you're going to go to work? Is that part of a plan? Maybe you plan take off next Saturday and go to a park. Do you get a vacation? Did you plan for that vacation? When you bought your house, did you get a mortgage? Did you make a plan with the banker on how to repay that mortgage? And, of course, the obvious question is yes. I do all those things. Does your employer make plans? Yeah, he makes plans, and he, you know, everybody makes plans. Well, if everybody makes plans, what in the heck would make you say that it's a theory that the people who run our economy, the wealthiest people in the world, don't also have a plan?
Well, it's not, you know, what most people believe, Doctor, I think, is that our economy, yes, there's people that are working, you know, bankers and whatnot. We really believe that our economy is accidental. They don't understand. I'm sure, and it is laughable when you consider that people with a great deal of money will come to someone like myself or like the average worker, maybe make $100,000 a year, and tell us, you know, you can retire as a millionaire. You can have, you know, save now and invest now so you don't eat dog food when you're old. Well, that's all good and well. But when, just like prior to the October 29th, 1929 crash, when the market was up and things were looking great, the roaring 20s, people with money, Wilson and the Carnegies, and the people that had money invested, they bought gold. They got gold bonds. They got out of the market. Things continued great, and it crashed.
They got out of the market before it crashed.
They went in and bought it all up.
Yes.
And we're going through that now. I mean, I encourage people, if you have a self-directed IRA, you can move it to a real silver and gold account with real bullion, with real money, with no penalty and no taxes. And here's a commercial, RBN. Contact Robbie Noel. You can do it. No taxes, no penalties. And when this all falls apart, you have something to begin with, because you don't have paper profits. You have real money.
Not only do you have real money, but gold is up, what is it, $18 in the last 3 days?
I was so proud and with myself, because when I did it, it was right at the last time that it hit 14,000. 2 days later, my deal finalized.
Yeah.
And since I've done it, it's up $50 an ounce probably.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I don't want to see this country go where I believe it's going to go, but I think it's inevitable.
Yes, it is.
And it is planned.
Yes, it is.
I'll listen on the air. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for the call.
You too.
And if there are other callers, you can reach us at 1-800-313-9113. That's 1-800-313-9113. Adrian, I wanted to ask you, this is perhaps unfair because I don't know if you're prepared to field this question or not, but it occurs to me in the context of something that I saw in the New York Times yesterday, which was talking about these various moguls of the religious right being concerned about Rudolph Giuliani and his positions on abortion and homosexuality. Now, I'm glad to hear that they're concerned about that, because I don't like his honor's positions on those subjects either. I don't like his position on gun control. However, of course, the one thing that all of these guys, for the most part, would like, unfortunately, is Giuliani's position on Zionism and Israel. Now, in the context of that New York Times story, it mentioned these religious right figures meeting under the umbrella of an organization called the Council for National Policy. When we come back, I want to ask you about this group, the Council for National Policy. It's alleged that they are a so-called right-wing version of the Trilateral Commission.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Danpos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. You can go to my website, markdankoff.com, and to the links page, and you will see kriegbooks.com listed there. Dr. Krieg has a book out called Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. What is Illuminism? What is it historically? What is it ideologically? What is the connection between Illuminism and communism and Zionism? What is the connection between Illuminism and what we see happening in our own world today, particularly in the United States? What is behind the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy? What is behind these massive foreign trade deficits? What is behind all of this borrowing from foreign banks? What is behind the Federal Reserve Board? What is behind this unwinnable war for empire in the Middle East? What is behind the cancerous destruction of our culture in regard to the support of the establishment for gay rights and abortion on demand and the destruction of what had been the older biblical model of paternalism. All of these things may well link up to something called Illuminism. Adrian, before the break, I was mentioning this group called the Council for National Policy. Now, this is something that keeps coming up, and yet no one seems to know very much about this group. It seems that the Council for National Policy has a lot of connections to the establishment wing of American conservatism. It seems to have a lot of links to some people who are identified as being a part of the so-called religious right. I know that Tim LaHaye, as I understand it, was very much involved with its founding. Several people that I know are members of this organization, the Council for National Policy. It seems that there are a disproportionate number of quote-unquote conservatives connected with this who tend to have a very strong pro-Zionist, pro-Israel orientation. This Council for National Policy, are we to see this with some degree of suspicion? I don't think that they have a publishable membership list. There's one online that has a few of its members listed. And again, it seems to have a lot of connections to the pro-Zionist element in the American right. Is this somehow connected with Illuminism?
It's hard to say. I haven't done research on that particular organization, but I can tell you that there is an organization who is funding a $15 million campaign to get America involved in a war with Iran. And this particular organization, I went through and looked at the membership list, and every one of them was a Zionist.
This is the so-called Freedom Watch organization?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I want everyone to understand something very clearly. In the plan of the Illuminists is a very ingenious device. People generally don't know anything about this device because it's not publicized. No one speaks of it. But it's in the press every single day. But it's hidden. That issue is called group rights. Now, I want everyone to understand that constitutionally, and in our Bill of Rights, and in the Swiss Constitution, and in the British Constitution, the concept of group rights does not exist. Group rights are a communist or Illuminist construct. Let me explain to everyone why this is so important. In order for the Illuminists to be successful in their plan of what I would call the New World Order world conquest, in other words, they want to control everything and everyone. In order to do this, they must take people's attention away from what they're doing. And they accomplish this by two things. First of all, by group rights, and secondly, by creating fall guys to be able to blame for the things that go wrong when their plan comes into fruition. So, group rights are a system of pitting blacks against whites, Hispanics against blacks, rich against poor, sick against healthy. The list is endless and can be expanded forever. And what it does is it pits all of us against each other. And while we're concentrating on fighting each other, hey, look at that guy. He's got a brand new Cadillac, and I'm driving this cheap Hyundai. All of these issues are designed to keep you occupied so that they can, behind the scenes, carry out their nefarious schemes. And I believe that the Council for National Policy and any huge number of groups are, even if they don't know it, part and parcel of this entire process.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg to further examine this whole business of group rights as opposed to individual rights. When Mark Dankoff's America returns live from...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com or just go to my website, markdankoff.com, click on the links page, and you will find kriegbooks.com listed there. Dr. Krieg is the author of Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. What is Illuminism? What is Illuminism's relationship to Zionism and communism? What is its relationship to central banking? What is its relationship to the creation of money, fiat money, in order to expand wars of empire abroad? What is the relationship between Illuminism and decadent culture? What is the relationship between Illuminism and an absolutely sick, state-supported, state-subsidized educational system? It just goes on and on. In regard, by the way, to yesterday's article in the New York Times, Giuliani's abortion views risk third-party revolt. Interesting, isn't it, that when you read what Richard Viguerie says there, and when you read what Gary Bauer has said, when you read what David Keene, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, says in the article, there's one thing that becomes abundantly obvious and should be made very much a part of any analysis of this group called Council for National Policy is this. Why are these guys not talking about Ron Paul? Ron Paul clearly is running as a Republican in this instance. Ron Paul, in my view, is saying all of the right things on all of the issues, all of them that I'm aware of. Why should not these Christian right leaders that are mentioned in this New York Times article be supporting Ron Paul, at least for now? Charlotte Iserby sends this to me with a rhetorical question. Could Ron Paul's aversion to the unconstitutional UN wars in which this country has been engaged be the real reason why these so-called Christians are not supporting him? What are the implications for this in terms of this organization called the Council for National Policy? It seems to me that Ron Paul is the weapon of choice right now, folks, and the one thing that keeps him quite clearly distinguished from most of these other people who call themselves conservatives and Christians is that Ron Paul is not on the war for Israel, war for Zionism bandwagon. And that, to me, says it all. Adrian, where were we before the break?
Well, I do like your comment on Ron Paul. I'm a very strong supporter of Ron. I think he would make an absolutely wonderful president. It is very unfortunate that the so-called, and I say so-called, Christian right absolutely refuses to acknowledge his candidacy or to lend him any support. You're quite right. I think there may be some ulterior motive. We were talking about group rights.
Yes.
And, of course, the most vocal and most well-known proponents of group rights are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
Wonderful.
Two absolute dirtbags. That's the only thing I want to... They're dirtbags. I tell you, I met Sharpton once in New York City. This guy is beyond the pale. He was wearing a $500 suit that he hadn't paid for. He owes everybody in the world money that he doesn't pay. He doesn't pay his bills. When I saw him, he had a white hooker on each arm. The guy is pathetic.
Well, it's running for president.
He's revolting. As far as Jesse Jackson goes, him and his Rainbow Coalition, which, by the way, when Libya was a terrorist state and Gaddafi was already in power in Libya, the Rainbow Coalition, which is Jesse Jackson's big, wonderful organization, took money from Gaddafi. So that should tell us something about him. They're both dirtbags, and they're not worth mentioning. But anyway, they're the great proponents of group rights. And group rights are the behind-the-scenes issue that is used to keep everyone busy, so busy that the Illuminists behind the scenes can do things without them being noticed. This keeping people busy with group rights, a perfect, absolutely perfect example of that, is this new aversion to nooses, you know, people hanging nooses off the back of their trucks or something. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. I mean... It's from a bygone era. It was prior to 1920s. It's a bunch of rubbish. But they make a big deal out of this, and it keeps everybody in turmoil, and it keeps blacks and whites in opposition to each other. And while they're in opposition to each other, the guys in the background are stop reporting the M3 money supply, which didn't make the headline in a single newspaper in this country. In March of 2006, the Federal Reserve stopped reporting the M3 money supply. When that happened, it was on page 12 in the business section. What does it mean? It has immense implications. Consider, the M3 money supply is the amount of paper fiat money that's printed by the Treasury, or it's printed by the government printing office at the request of the Treasury. In other words, the Treasury says to them, print a billion $1 bills, and they do that. What does it mean that you're not reporting how many bills you're printing? What happens is when money gets old, they collect the money and they burn the money. So supposedly the way this whole system works is that when you retire $1,100 bills, you burn them. You note the serial number and you print 1,000 new $100 bills to replace the ones you burned. But they're not doing that. Since they stopped reporting the money supply, they burn 1,000 bills and they print 10,000 bills, which means that the money supply is being inflated. It means that there's more and more paper being issued that's not backed by anything. Now, prior to March of 2006, what would happen is if they wanted to print more paper, the Treasury would say, okay, we're retiring $100 bills, but we want you to print 200, and then they would issue a federal debt instrument like a Treasury bond or a Treasury note. They would sell that, and they would pay interest on it, and that would be for the surplus, the extra $100 bills that they printed. Well, since they stopped doing that, nobody knows how much fiat money is out there. Absolutely nobody. It's a secret. So the dollar may not even be worth 1 cent. We don't know. Because the whole world is awash in $100 bills. I mean, if you go into any of the banks in Russia or in Europe, and you go in and you say, $100 bills, they've got them stacked from floor to ceiling. Since we don't know how many are out there, we don't know what they're worth.
Well, this gets into something, Dr. Krieg, that you discuss on pages 98 and 99 of your book, and that's this whole business of the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, and the World Bank, which you refer to as the bankers' banks. You then go on to say that the latest victim of these banks is Argentina. You have a very lengthy discussion on pages 99 and 100 in regard to what happened to Argentina. And it seemed to me last night as I was reading through some of this that what has happened to Argentina in recent times may be the future of the United States, the way things are going. What's your take on that?
Well, certainly the what these mega bankers do is they destroy economies, and if they don't do it, people like George Soros does it. I mean, if you recall, Soros made a huge killing in the Far East when he destroyed the Blatt. He destroyed that currency because he had enough money to disrupt their entire economy. And then when the economy tanked, he came in and bailed them out. Of course, what people don't know is that that's how he makes his money. He destroys the economy. And let's say the economy is at 0.100. He destroys it. It drops to 0.50. He offers to bail it out and then buys everything at 50 cents on the dollar. And that's how he makes his money. And this is how the Illuminists make money. They make money in America the same way. They destroy wealth. And by destroying wealth, they make profit. They destroy your wealth. They destroy business wealth. They destroy small business wealth, and every time they do that, they make more money. And I think that what's going to happen to this country is going to be absolutely disastrous, because I see the situation now as worse than what than it was in America in 1918. We're living high off the hog. We hear all this phony, baloney stuff about how well we're doing, how the economy is doing good. Hey, I read an article 2 days ago in our paper. That's the Herald Tribune of Tampa or Sarasota, Florida. And it said, a lead article said that the mortgage industry wasn't really in any trouble at all, and that there was no problems whatsoever with the mortgage and banking in the sector. Yesterday, we learned that one of the largest banks in Switzerland is going to be posting a several billion dollar loss. We noticed that two more large builders here in Florida went bankrupt. We notice that Ethan Allen stores are closing left and right. We notice that the ripple effect of no new construction and the enormous amount of foreclosures is destroying the furniture industry. At least it is here in Florida. I don't know about what it's doing in Texas, but here it's pretty serious. I know I do shows all over the country, and I know in Las Vegas I do a lot of shows with Lou Epton, and the situation in Las Vegas is absolutely disastrous. Foreclosure rates are off the page. There's so many foreclosures in Sarasota and Manatee counties that they don't even print it anymore. If you go on a computer, you can find them. There's pages and pages and pages, like 15 or 20 pages of foreclosures in just two counties. The anticipated foreclosure rate for Florida by the end of this year is over 1 million homes. I mean, that's astounding. And when that happens, of course, the furniture industry goes south. A whole bunch of industries go south. Car sales are going to plummet, because if people can't even afford a home, they're sure as heck not going to buy a car. I see nothing but black. Gold is going through the roof. I think it went up $18 in the last 4 or 5 days. Silver is going up. The euro is at an all-time high again. You know, every day it's a new all-time high. I think it's up to $1.42 this morning. It's simply a matter of time before the Saudis and the rest of these people say we don't want dollars for our raw materials. And when that happens and we have to pay them in euro, we're going to have to take our dollars and go out and buy euros at a 50% premium. You know what that is going to do to the prices here? It's going to make them skyrocket.
Absolutely, an absolutely terrifying scenario. What you mentioned on page 76 of your book, this whole business of derivatives. What are derivatives, and how do they play into this whole economic catastrophe?
Derivatives and hedge funds are what I call make-believe banking. Let me explain how this whole system works. Hedge funds are run by hedge fund managers. Hedge fund managers are paid a 20% premium on the money that they make. Hedge fund managers make inordinate amounts of money. Derivative funds are traded primarily by banks. Now, let's look at what kind of monies we're talking about. Citibank in New York has $71 trillion in derivatives. Bank of America has $27 trillion.
Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan has, I think, $31 trillion. The entire world economy, everything in the world, every business, every home, every house, every car, everything is worth $40 trillion. Does that give everybody an idea of how goofy this whole business is? Derivatives and hedge funds are based on a really goofy premise. The premise is that if you have an instrument that earns interest, that this interest rate will grow. And based on the growth of that interest rate, you own the percentage of the interest rate that grows. In other words, I have a mortgage on my house. The mortgage is $1,000. I have to pay $100 a month for the $1,000 mortgage. This casts off a profit on the mortgage.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
No permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We'll be right back.
we're back. This is Mark Ancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We just have a couple of minutes to go with Dr. Adrian Krieg this morning. And, of course, he'll be back with us as well next week. All kinds of things I have not had the chance to ask Dr. Krieg about in regard to the first 122 pages of this book. That's how good it is. And hopefully next time we'll talk a little bit about the culture Krieg and the means to implement that, known as political correctness, also aptly called, as he puts it, cultural Marxism. He has a proposal for how to solve the oil crisis that is found on page 118 of this book. We haven't even scratched the surface of what he says about immigration and culture or the implications of the Communications Act, which passed in the Clinton administration. What has that done to the radio industry and the way in which independent radio stations have been bought up by conglomerates, these so-called cross-national media monopolies? Adrian, we just got a couple of minutes left. Where do you want to take it here in these last 120 seconds?
I'll finish a bit with mortgages so that people understand a little bit of derivatives. Mortgage banks, I've got to be very quick. So mortgage banks basically understand that you stay in your house on an average of no more than 15 years. In other words, the average homeowner buys a house, lives there for 15 years, and moves elsewhere. Consequently, they structure the mortgage that is a 30-year mortgage in that the interest payments in the first 15 years account for 80% of the money, and the principal payments account for 20%. This is biblically usury. That's what it is. Now, what happens in derivatives is that the derivative investor invests money by purchasing the earned interest on mortgages from banks. And he capitalizes this as income. Of course, what happens when you have a foreclosure? No interest. No money, no nothing. And so, due to these foreclosures and these people who are no longer paying for their mortgages because they've opted out or they're, you know, they just split and left, these banks are left holding the bag. And this is what all of this crunch is about. It's about derivatives and hedge funds. And they're really preposterous usury methods of trying to make profit. So that's about all I have to say on that issue. And I want to tell anybody, if you want Vale and you want to get it quick, you can order it by calling 800-431-1579, 800-431-1579. And that's a 24-hour-a-day number. You can call them up and just say, I want a copy of Vale, and they'll take your credit card information or whatever. And they're located in Harrison, New York, so I have no connection with them, but they do that. They have an 800 number for my books.
And that is Vale, the Illuminati and its plans for the future. You can order that book again at 1-800-431-1579, or go to kriegbooks.com, where you will find Dr. Adrian Krieg. I really want to thank him for being on the show this morning. He will be back with us in 1 week from today. This is Mark Dankos America, signing off from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley of the old Focus on Israel radio show joins me tomorrow for the show's last.
It's true.